For those of you who are facing bad times, just remember that bad times and cloudy days are just temporary. They will pass away like the wind. Like in the song of Mark Knopfler, Why Worry? He says, "Why worry? There shall be sunshine after rain." So why worry now? And in that poem of John Keats, he writes, "Can spring be far behind?" So whenever there is winter, just remember spring is coming. Whenever there is night, just remember day is coming. Whenever there is rain, just remember sunshine is coming. Because bad times won't last long. As in the song of George Harrison, he says, "All things must pass away. Nothing lasts forever." It's said in November Rain by Guns N' Roses. Nothing lasts forever in the cold November rain. So, the darker the night, the brighter the day. The more trials and tribulations that you face during your worst times, the better will be the day after that. If you face a lot of troubles, just remember, it's just like a workout or running for practice or doing push-ups, and your coach is telling you to do more push-ups or to keep on running even though you have run out of gas and you don't have the energy or stamina any further. But still your coach tells you, keep on. And it's very painful at that point of time. But just remember, when your session ends, you will get the opportunity to rest, to take relaxation. And it is during that period of rest and relaxation that you will enjoy your six packs. You will enjoy your healthy body. You understand? The person who was lazy during workout time will face an uneasy time even during the good times. He will face diseases. He will not be in the best mood because he has not worked out properly. So when you faced the bad times, the painful times, the good times will be sweeter. And this is life. And if you compare life, it's not a zero-sum game. You don't have as much bad times as good times. Bad times are only few in number or little in volume. But good times are plenty. However, we are not able to enjoy good times properly. We often get bored. We often don't know what to do. We often do not realize our full potential. We often waste our time, squander it away, procrastinate, okay? Always try to look for the best conditions which never come. Miss the best times with family and friends. We have books in our library, in our bookshelf, but we do not read. So the good times pass away. You have a vacation, all the days pass away, and at the end you find you wasted the good times. Again, the bad times will come. But the reason that you are not able to utilize the good times is because you never went through the pain that was required. For people who rise so high in their lives, they have worked. They have worked very hard. They have spent many sleepless nights, many 4 a.m.s and 5 a.m.s. And after that pain, they have come to a position where they command the respect of the society, where they have risen up to a respected position of a doctor or a bureaucrat or an engineer. It takes effort. Whether you are studying, whether you are working out, it takes effort. And for those who are not able or willing to put that effort, their life will be grey. I won't say it will be black, but it will be grey. For those who can put in that effort, passing through the hellish dark nights, for them life will be bright. And the day will be bright, not grey. And remember that the day is big, 17 or 18 hours. The night is small, 7 or 8 hours. So in order to enjoy the day, you have to sacrifice the night. There's no other way. And whenever you are passing through bad times, it's not that you should weaken yourself. It's not that you should make yourself, you know, softer. Become more resilient. Become more determined. and stronger during the hard times, during the harsh times. Because the bad times teach you how not to be affected by things. The bad times will come, it will try to thwart you out of your very existence. But if you can smile and pass it away, if you can just, for example, when you're doing push-ups, okay, your coach tells you to do 10 more push-ups, 15 more push-ups. So if you think it to be something mountainous, gigantic, you're going to collapse. But if you just do it as if it's something that you have to do, just like a robot, okay, systematically or just by the rule book, without having any emotions involved, that is the best way to go through it. If you have emotions involved and you try to analyze your bad times, then tears will keep on streaking down your eyes and you'll get a heartbreak. Anything can happen. So you mechanically go on in the path where you'll be able to solve those problems, and at the same time try to come out of the tunnel of darkness. And once you're out, it's like a person who is working in a factory floor, muddy floor, and the situation is not good. There is a lot of dust and dirt, and it's not a very pleasant job, you see. But then at 5 p.m. when the job ends, he takes a bath, he wears new clothes, and he goes with his family for some dinner. So it is very similar. You have to reach to that 5 p.m. point, and after that, you are into a new life. So in order to reach to that 5 p.m. point, you should ensure you don't break before that. You keep yourself intact. So don't get emotionally involved. Take it as a part of life. But like Shakespeare said, do not for one moment forego the purpose that you resolve to effect. Keep your eyes on the target even during the hard times and mock the pain. As they say, one day my time will come. Always remember that. And all of these naysayers, all of these people who are belittling me, who are thinking that I am nothing, who are not considering me at any stage, at any plateau, all of these people who are disregarding me, who are thinking that I am somewhat inferior, meet me next year and I will show you who I am, because my eyes are on the target. And it is not where you are that matters, but where you're going and how fast you're going that matters. In other words, more than the position of a person, his velocity is important. And that is something that you have seen in marathons. That is something that you have seen in Formula One racing, that it doesn't matter if you're in the first position, the car in the fifth or the fourth position can overtake you. You must have seen that lap of gods of Ayrton Senna, when he was probably in the fourth position or the fifth position, and in a single lap, he came to the first position. So anything can happen. If your eyes are on the goal, and if you're persistent and consistent and hungry for that, and you are unwilling to give up at any cost whatsoever, success will be yours. Keep listening to Multanimator Podcast.